We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So there are some beautiful statements and really interesting statements that have been made by Mansur Dawaniqi, who was the second Abbasid ruler. Now, what's really interesting is that many times in the conversations or the statements between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and Mansur Dawaniqi, we find that this Abbasid ruler, he praised the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, what's really intriguing about this is that Mansur Dawaniqi was one of the most violent enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And of course, it is at the hands of Mansur Dawaniqi that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was martyred. He was poisoned and then he was martyred. But we find that no matter how great the enmity and hatred and animosity of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam becomes or reaches, that they are still forced to admit the excellencies of the divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam. And we find this with all of the divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam, that the rulers who wanted to kill and murder these Imams alayhim as-salam, these rulers and these murderers really of the infallible and immaculate divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam, they always praised them in one place or the other. Now, sometimes it was sincere praise because they had no option, because truth is truth. And, you know, eventually you cannot hide the truth. But many times it was just for show, you know, to make the people think that, you know, they have nothing to do with the murder of the imams. So anyways, in one instance, Mansur Dawaniqi, he says to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "We are still benefiting from your ocean and visiting you," meaning ocean of, I guess, wisdom and knowledge. And then he says, "It is you who restore light to the blind, and it is you who lights up the gloom. Therefore, we are circumambulating, we are doing the tawaf of your holy places and your endless oceans." In another place, Mansur Dawaniqi says that Ja'far ibn Muhammad was one of those about whom Allah the Almighty has said, "Then we have given the book for inheritance to such of our servants as we have chosen." And this is a verse of the Holy Quran in chapter 35, verse number 32. In another place, Mansur Dawaniqi says, "Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was one of those whom Allah chose and who hurried towards performing good deeds." And the last thing, when Mansur Dawaniqi was talking to somebody else about the excellencies of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Mansur said to him, "What really suffocates me is that Ja'far ibn Muhammad is the most knowledgeable in his time. Even the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt were forced to admit and prove the excellencies of the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim salam." This is Dialogue Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
There was a man who had passed away. Very, very decent man in one of the communities overseas. During his fatha, his funeral, a person came, nobody knew him. And he was crying like he had lost his own father. The people, the family were puzzled. "Why are you crying like that? What do you know about him? We don't even know you. We've never seen you." He said, "I have a story with this deceased, this marhum. I have a story with him. One day he was in the masjid praying, and as he was praying, I noticed that he had a very expensive ring. Maybe because he had done wudu and he was waiting for hands to dry, or for whatever reason, he put his ring on the carpet as he was praying." He says, that person says, that "I have a habit of stealing valuable items. And I'm very good at it. I'm skilled at it." You know, some people, when they pick your pocket, you don't even notice it. He was one of those people. He says, "I go and stealthily, discreetly, without him noticing, I take the ring." And then he's like, I'm on the side. I'm making myself like I'm some wali min awliya Allah, praying my salah. He says, when he finished his salah, the guy was smart. When he finished his salah, he called me. He's like, "Come." He's like, "Oh no, I got caught." He noticed. He's like, "I tried to deny it, apologize. I was thinking of a strategy, an exit strategy." He told me, "Look, I know you took my ring. And maybe you're in need. I don't want the ring back. I don't want to take you to the police. But here's my business card." I told him, "Your business card? Why are you giving me your business card?" He says, "Because the next thing you're going to do, you're going to take this ring to a jewelry shop to sell it and make some good money. The jewelry shop owner, when he looks at the ring, he will know you stole it, because this ring doesn't match how you look." I'm just telling you, it doesn't match your appearance. And he's going to call the cops on you. If he doubts you, here's my business card. Tell them I got this ring from this person. The man says, "I went to the jewelry shop to sell it. The minute he looked at it, he told me, 'Look, I know this ring is not yours.'" And he wanted to call the cops on me. I took out the business card. He called the man. He verified it with him. He said, I'm crying like someone who lost his father. In my life, I haven't seen someone like him. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. But that moment changed my life. After that day, I repented to Allah. I changed my entire path. One small incident like that can change an entire human being. This is the inspiration of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And this is a beautiful lesson, beautiful teaching that we learned from him.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.